104.7's Ryan and Tanya.
Today is gonna be a good day.
This is Weekend Breakfast. With Ryan and Tanya.
Yes, good morning. Ryan, John and Tanya Hennessy hanging out with you until 9 o'clock this morning. Coming up soon, we're talking about babies in pubs. Because that's a good, wholesome topic for our show.
Well, I don't know if you should have a baby in a pub.
Well, we'll be getting to that soon in a version of Cool or Cruel. I was high-fiving people all over the place.
Was your baby?
Well, I don't have one, so no.
Well, I never know with you.
Well, not in this country and not one that I'll pay for. But anyway.
What do you mean?
Anyway.
Somewhere in Malaysia, there's a little Ryan job.
Well, I did live there for a year and I got told that by a girl. She's like, you have to move back to father your child. And
okay,
I said,
I'll
call you bluff.
Another day.
And she said, damn it.
So she didn't have a baby?
No.
This has gone on a weird tangent. What's coming up next?
Good start to the show. Good start to the show. Up next is Musical Mood Swings, where Tanya, you control my moods by playing music to me as I call local businesses. Here's what happened last time. So there's no H in John because they're just as bad at spelling as I am. I think it must run in the family.
So that's your first name or your last name?
That's my last name, but I do have two first names. My name's Ryan John. It's quite embarrassing.
Me though, because I'm proud of me and my family.
So the two moods I've gone with this week, because that was hyper and sad, I've gone with sad again, to be honest, because it's one of my faves, but also bitchy.
How do you mean?
Catty.
Oh!
Yeah,
catty.
I don't know.
Well, don't tell me what to do.
Yes, exactly.
Except for Musical Mood Swings, where I'll do just that. We'll do it up next.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Ryan and Tanya.
Ryan and Tanya's Musical Mood Swings.
Ryan or Tanya will make a phone call and have to match their mood to the music being played by the other.
I look really good in them and I just the best shoes and I just need you to maybe call someone.
Ryan and Tanya can hear the music. You can hear the music, but the other person on the call cannot.
I want in.
You want what?
This is Musical Mood Swings.
All right, I go with two moods for you, RJ. I've gone with bitchy. So when you hear this, which is actually from Mean Girls, you've got to be really catty and bitchy.
Yep.
And then the other mood I went with was sad. Yes. So when you hear this, really depressed,
really sad.
Really sad. You can cry if you want.
Thank you. I just having permission to cry is sometimes all a person needs. We're calling a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who am I speaking with?
Jacinta from Scissor and Rock.
Yeah, hi, Jacinta. I've got myself a really bad haircut and I just need to get it. I'm wondering if you guys can help me.
I'm sure we can.
Yeah, have you heard of Giovanni? That guy, I don't know, he calls himself a hairdresser, but more like a butcher if you ask me.
Well.
Yeah, and I've got my girlfriend's parents in town and I just feel weird that I look like a dead horse.
Great, yeah. No, we can't have that.
No, would you guys be able to fit me in this morning? Like, it's a real emergency because I look like a feral.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see. Oh, come on, I do look pretty bad. So if we could just get something pretty quick, that would be great. Thank you.
We could. Let me see.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate it. It's just got me real down because
potentially at, it'd be like quite soon.
Quite soon because I can't be seen in public looking like the train wreck I am. Giovanni has massacred my head.
Oh.
You feeling me, girlfriend?
Trying to see where we could squeeze it in.
If you could just help out a guy that looks like someone who's just walked out of first class barber school as a test dummy, that would really help me.
Is that a fun time?
No, it's not a fun time. And I tell you what else isn't a fun time? Looking like this in public!
Gosh. Bear with me. Potentially at, how far away are you?
Yeah, I'm just across the street, so I can be there in 10 or 15 minutes if that's fine with you.
Okay, if you could drop in around then.
That would be excellent, girlfriend. Really appreciate your help because I'm going to be looking fabulous by the time I leave there.
I'm sure. What was your surname?
John, J-O-N.
And your first name?
Ryan.
You're from the radio?
I am, which is why most people don't like me. And I would really appreciate it if you could help. At least I sound like a dickhead, but at least I won't look like one anymore.
I recognise your voice immediately.
Damn it! Damn it! Damn it!
Sorry.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Ryan and Tanya.
Tan, I reckon one thing a lot of young males considering becoming parents are terrified about, like myself, because my girlfriend Bridget, we're always talking about having babies, is will I still have time to do all the fun things I want to do?
Yeah.
And still have time to, you know.
You know, girls think that too.
Yeah, yeah. Guys will love to I love to disappear for a weekend.
Yeah,
go
right,
have a boys'
right,
trip.
Right, right.
Go down the game. Oh no, not necessarily. But like, go watch the game at the pub and stay at a friend's place or whatever. I don't know. A lot of guys, you know, they'll go ride their motorbikes for the weekend or go fishing or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just feel like once you have a kid, you can't quite probably have as much time.
Yeah,
to go and do all
change,
those fun
right?
things. Yeah, yeah. So I was mega impressed when last Sunday arvo. I saw five guys at the pub sort of having a punt on the horses, having a few beers, having a mad time, and one of them has a tiny baby. And the baby...
How tiny?
Bridget said, see, look at that. That baby looks less than 6 months old.
Yep.
And then when we got in closer, it could have been like a couple, like 1 or 2 months. Like it was a tiny, tiny baby.
Right.
And so Bridget from...
Fresh.
Real fresh.
Freshy.
Real fresh. And Bridget from outside the pub was like, oh, see, look, Ryan, you can still go to the pub with the boys. It's all good. This person's getting it done. And because, you know, anything for her to make fun of her positive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, come on, come on.
Yeah, exactly. And so she was like, oh, this is great. So anyway, we went in to have a drink and watch a bit of the footy. But then when we got inside, we realised how loud the pub was, and it was that loud where you're in the pub and even the person sitting next to you like, yeah, so did you see the thing? What? Yeah, no, we're going to go do the thing. What?
P.S.
Yeah, no, I know him.
That's my idea of hell.
Yeah, oh, a really loud pub.
Just the worst.
And so Bridget really quickly went, oh, this isn't cool. We got the baby in the pub. It's probably too loud for the baby. And I don't know if it does it damage or it would just be a bit painful at the time, but she was like, this is actually
not
really cruel.
Yeah.
And really cool. So 131060, cool or cruel is what I want to talk about with babies in pubs.
What day was it? I know that sounds weird.
It was a Sunday arvo, like Sunday arvo. Sesh watching the game. Mm. And a few guys, like I said,
no one was smoking or anything, right?
You can't smoke in pubs anymore or for the last 15 years.
Well, that will give you an indication of when I went into a pub last.
Yeah. let's go to Brad. What do you think, mate? Cool or cruel?
I reckon it's cruel. Pubs are a bit of a catch-22 situation. You can't judge on when the next fight's going to break out or an accident's going to break out. Like, a situation like that, just think if someone stumbled and fell into the baby, wouldn't just cause a bit of a ruckus. I don't think that's right, mate.
Yeah.
Interesting point you make, though, that a fight could break out.
Yeah, I just thought of like purely from the noise. But, yeah, a fight break out. Or even just, like I said, if people had a few cans and they might stumble and bump the...
capsule.
Yeah, it was in like a capsule type.
Was the dad like holding the baby, or was in the capsule?
Both.
And was he?
When we walked in, they were holding like literally one arm, baby in one arm, and a beer in the other, chatting to the boys. And then later on, it was in the capsule.
Was he drunk?
I was up and about, but I wouldn't.
Would he be getting an Uber home?
Yeah, I don't know.
See, like, that's not okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But the baby was, when it was in the capsule, was definitely still awake because, A, way too loud to sleep. And it was just, like, eyes wide open, looking around, sort of not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. 131060 is our phone number. Cool or cruel?
Yeah, baby in the pub, what do you reckon?
Baby in the pub, what a classic.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Ryan and Tanya.
Right now, though, 131060, there's a baby in a pub, and I want to know if you think it was cool or cruel, because it was a loud pub, bit of a Sunday session, and this baby, I'm terrible. Babies could be 1 week or 15 years old. They all look the same to me.
I'm terrible with baby ages.
My girlfriend Bridget reckons just a couple of months old, and at first she thought it was cool because she's like, look, Ryan, even when you're a dad, you can still go hang out with the boys, so you don't need to be scared about having kids. You can still do whatever you want.
Come on, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm like, well, first of all, we're out.
pump
the brakes. We'll talk about this later. But then once we get in the pub, Bridget sort of changed her mind because it was really loud and a bit rowdy. And she goes, oh, I know I was sort of a bit, hey, look at dad still living his life, but this is a bit, I feel a bit bad for the kid now.
Yeah, she thought it was a bit cruel towards the end.
Yeah, because it was mega, like,
real loud.
When you're talking to someone, you remember when we said this? Who? No, I think he's over there.
And
what?
You guys are next to each other and talking at that volume.
And no one knows what's going on. So, cool or cruel? Debbie, what do you think?
Hey, I actually think it's pretty cool that Dad's taken some initiative and taken Bub out.
Yeah,
even if
true.
He's hanging with the bloke, he's obviously potentially giving Mum a break.
I was going to say, giving Mum some alone time.
That's a great point.
She can have a Sunday afternoon bath.
I'm a mum of three, and one on the way, and I think having noise and teaching your child to sleep through noise, whether it's background noise, music noise, whatever noise, is a really good thing, because if you're going to teach your child to only sleep when it's absolutely dead silent, you are making a rod for your own back.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. What about, like, that's a good point, Deb, but what about when the, you know, the three-year-old starts getting out of the cot and going, oh, can you just put $5 on number six for me, bro?
I probably wouldn't take my three-year-old, to be honest.
Caveat, the dude has to be sober.
Yeah, you're
like, I reckon he can have two beers, but like, he's got to be able to drive. I think if you've got a baby, you've got to be able to drive.
Hey, just because I can't drive anymore doesn't mean I can't be a dad.
Yeah, my God.
Don't be that guy. Tim, what do you think? Cool or cruel?
Cool. I'm all for it.
Does the baby have to be one or two, or any age? It's fine as long as they're having some baby dad time.
I've got a seven month old at the moment, and we've taken her down to the pub plenty of times, but as she's starting to get a bit older, it's a bit harder. She wants to, you know, walk around a bit more and do a few more things. So we don't go down there as much. But when she was little, she wasn't walking, and, you know, everyone would hold her. It wouldn't be such a problem.
Oh, so it's actually better when they're younger. Like, it's sort of that in-between bit that gets a bit tricky.
Yeah, because they're not trying to run around everywhere or, you know, get away from you and do everything. They just sort of want to be held and loved.
They run so fast and put their hands in everything, well, in their mouth.
The weirdest thing, because obviously when you're in your own home, you don't have, like, in the men's room, like, the pee tray, you know, when you stand at the thing.
The urinal.
Pee
tray.
Well, it's a tray where you pee into the tray, or whatever it's called.
Do you call it that? You do not.
I don't even know what I call it.
A pee tray, are you right?
But you know my little nephew bros, Ruben and Luca, so they're about 18 months old, the little twins, and they like to walk around. And when they go to the urinal, it looks like a foggy mirror.
Of course.
Because it's, like, a bit shiny.
Yeah.
And because you're not used to it, you don't see it in your own house. They sort of walk up and go, what's this thing? And they've got their hands out. They're like, oh, there's, like, water on the shining mirror. And you're like,
no, boys.
Get your hands away from there.
Hands away from the pee tray, boys.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Ryan and Tanya.
Ryan and Tanya is...
What? No, God, she's just biting time.
No, that's not...
Verbal ping pong.
Producer White Trash Matt, what
don't
is the problem?
Don't call him White Trash.
Producer White Trash Matt isn't a thing. But thank you. It's great to be back for a cracking week, guys.
Yep. All right, verbal ping pong.
Let's do verbal ping pong. Right? You can't get any wrong. You cannot repeat one, and you can't think too long. It's a category game. It goes between Ryan and I. So far, I'm up 1.87. Producer Maddie, you're like the adjudicator. You rule the roost
in
this. Judge,
jury, and adjudicator.
Yeah, and I need you to firm up, because last week you were a bit soft, Matt.
No, I disagree. I thought he was very, very... correct.
And just for that, Ryan, prepare to lose.
You look nice today, Maddie.
Don't tell me what to do. All right, question one. Here we go.
All right, your first round. So, of course, Pippa Middleton got married earlier in the week. Loads of posh and famous people there, including her now royal sister, Princess Kate Middleton.
Don't do royals.
Your first category. You guess it, Ryan. Royals. Members of the royal family. You can take it away, though.
Who's that Ranga one who does the light and easy as Jenny Craig ones?
Come on.
You're out.
Go. Will.
Yep.
Sarah Ferguson. Fergie.
That's what I was talking about. All right, Harry.
Yep.
Camilla Parker Bowles.
The Queen.
Prince Philip.
Who's the bogan one?
Bye.
Who used to be the mayor?
You are kidding.
Boris Johnson?
He's not a member of the royal family.
He used to be the mayor.
So much that our taxes go from up. I work hard, we get up early, and we send money to those bozos.
You're way off. I don't think that's a thing either. But anyway, all right, second category.
The word bozos.
Yeah.
Bring that back.
Thanks for listening to 1984 FM this morning.
All right, Maddie.
All right, your second category. Do you see this? Yeezy, Kanye West has abandoned all social media and fled Hollywood for Wyoming. He's in
Wyoming.
Hiding. Yeah. He's in hiding to find his creative groove.
Oh, God.
Poor little Yeezy. Your second category, Kanye West singles. Tan, take the lead.
Oh, my God.
See you later.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding? Gold digger.
No, oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
Actually, the first album,
Otis,
High School.
Stronger, Touch the Sky.
Yeah, High School Dropout. I have that. Oh, my God. College Years. Like, I actually have these albums.
Yeah, that was the hardest mind blank. Well done.
The hardest mind blank.
Tanya, well done. You are leading 8-7 overall for the 2017. I could tie it up right here.
Can I just say, I did have a needle in my spine, so I reckon that...
No, you're just making excuses
His
now.
His name's Tom, you and I'll thank you for...
I got a needle for my migraines.
All right, you're just making stuff up now. All right, it's down to the wire.
Bloody bozos.
Your last category, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Tom Cruise touched down here in Oz earlier in the week for the black carpet premiere of his blockbuster new film, The Mummy. Your last category.
Yeah.
Ryan, don't write this down.
Damn it.
Tom Cruise films. Take the lead, Ryan, go.
Mission Impossible.
Yep.
Top Gun.
Yep.
Mission Impossible 2.
Jerry Maguire.
Vanilla Sky.
I don't like Tom Cruise.
Yes!
Can you?
Yes! Yeah,
Tony, you're done.
See you later.
Yeah, you won. You can have
Tom
that one.
Tom Cruise, one of the greats. Risky business.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen a single film by him.
YouTube.
I've not seen
you
The
seen
Mummy.
Mission
I've
Impossible.
Not, no, I've not seen Mission Impossible.
You haven't seen Top Gun?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and I haven't even
I can't
seen.
Work with you anymore.
What's the movie I said before with Renee Zellweger? I've not seen that one either.
Jerry Maguire.
I've not even seen it. I just know it from pop culture, but yeah.
Well, you've got about 15 things to do later on after the show.
Nah.
Today is gonna be a good day.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Oh.
With Ryan and Tanya.
Yes, Ryan, John and Tanya Hennessy hanging out with you until 9 o'clock this morning. In about 15 minutes, Sydney, we're going to all confess to one another what turns us on that probably shouldn't turn us on. And I look at you, Tanya, and Jesus Christ.
What?
I get so nervous.
Why?
Because I just...
Do you think mine's weird? This gets me going. Like, it gets me hot under the collar.
Just don't look at me like that
when
you say it.
Bit of boob sweat, like, you know?
Yeah, and if you've got something that shouldn't turn you on, for example, what Tanya just said, 131060, we'll do that soon. Up next, though, Tanya, I posted a video about Mother's Day and what it means to me having not met my biological mother.
Yeah.
And it was a busy couple of weeks talking about that. And people are still emailing me, which is super nice.
How many emails you got?
About 10,000.
You got to get an assistant or something. I guess, but you can't because one of them could be your birth mother, your biological mother.
I'm scanning through them and trying to like be disrespectful because people sent me these messages. Yeah. The least I can do is read it and go, oh, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Because they're like sort of telling me their whole life story. But I am sort of looking through for the one from my family. And as I've been scanning through for the important one, the ones you'll see and I'll tell you up next.
Yeah.
I just... Considering the nature of the topic, I'm just very surprised
at the type
of things that have come through.
Oh, this song is going to be so bloody long.
We'll have to wait. We'll do it up next.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Ryan and Tanya.
Two weeks ago we started talking about this Mother's Day video that I posted talking about the fact that I'd never met my biological mum. I didn't realise there was this community of sort of adoptees and also birth mums, or as they like to call themselves, tummy mummies, which is nice.
I heard that. I saw one. I was stalking the Facebook page.
Yeah. Well, one of the nicer things is when a birth mum said, I gave away my child 8 years ago and I felt really bad about it every single day. And then I watched your video and I thought, oh, if my kid thinks the same way of you, then maybe I've done something with my life I can be proud of. Mm-hmm. And I've never felt proud of myself before. So some of those messages, they hit me real hard and they're really good. Some messages, however, a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones I just mentioned, they're the kind of obvious or like, oh, thanks for sharing your story. Here's my story sort of thing. They're the majority of the 10,000 messages. Yeah, Tanya, I don't know if you can read from here. Great. Just read this.
I'm
this
so
is
blind,
one of the
Ryan.
One of the messages that came through.
Up the top?
Yep.
Are you single? Seriously?
Yep. Of all the things to message me on a topic, a lot of people have gone, oh, like from Argentina, cute accent, got nudes.
Are you serious?
And I'm like, oh, I'm actually talking about my parents. And they're like, it's a great video. So, like, are you single?
Are you up for it? The thing is, you're crying in the video. Really emotional.
Don't get me wrong. For a guy that loves to have his ego pumped up, as does anyone in a radio station, like, you kind of go, oh, well, still got it, guys. But you're sort of like, but also, is this the right time?
Yeah.
And I've had guys on Instagram just send me nudes, just straight up into the DMs, just sliding into the DMs. And I was like, oh, that's a bit
You've
strange.
Always got a lot of gay thirst, though. People froth you, mate, particularly gay guys.
Well, just can't help good things when you're on it.
Yeah, all right.
Here's a weird one, Tan. Most of the messages have been quite complimentary. Someone messaged me to ask, did your mum abandon you because she hates you?
Oh, God, that's rude.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
What'd you write back to that? Just a couple of flip-off emojis?
No, I just sort of left that one sit. And there's actually been a couple of...
That's awful.
Yeah, another one said, only homos cry about their mums.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. And that was from
that's
someone
insulting
in this,
on two levels there.
That was someone right here in this town that said they listened to the show. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's horrific. Give me their number. Give me their honestly, that's disgusting.
And here's probably the worst one. You've stated that you think it's great and you're happy that you weren't aborted. I disagree.
Oh! Who said that?
I won't
Sorry,
say
that
it.
Pitch
I,
was a bit yeah. high. Sorry, I'll take it down a notch.
I won't say their name, but I was like, and again,
that's horrific,
the extreme
right?
minority. But I would have thought
that's
of all...
awful. And to DM you?
Yeah, because I often think, like, with our job, if we, like, make fun of people, then people are allowed to, like, make fun back. I always think we're, like, a free swing. But when you kind of go, oh, that's not really a joke.
Right.
Oh, but even, like, if it's a joke, I'll kind of go, oh, yeah, I see you trying to make a gag.
That's not a joke. That's rude.
Now, here is...
Oh, Ryan.
Here is one of the weirder ones.
I'm really sorry that you're getting those messages, by the way.
Oh, that's right. It glosses over me. But yeah. I just thought it was strange. This is a weird one, and I have thought of this concept before, and I have said this to you guys off the air before, but someone messaged to say, since you don't know your biological family, is it possible that you've hooked up with your sister?
Ooh. And you've hooked up with a lot of
Excuse me, girls. Tanya Hennessy, broadcast equipment in front of our mouths right now, putting this
That's
out to town.
That's off-air chat, sorry.
That is off-air chat. Now, it's a really awkward question to ask, but what is more awkward is that it is possible
okay,
because
all right, how
would you know? And, like, now I'm in a relationship with my girlfriend Bridget, and it is great, but you can't help but think that when, you know, 10 years ago when we were 18, you don't do your background checks, right?
No, you wouldn't think so.
Like, when you just meet someone at a nightclub, you don't know their name, you're not going to see them tomorrow, you're just going to have a cheeky disco pass and move on with your life. And I just thought, like, what are you actually supposed to say to double check? So imagine, you know, when I was hitting the clubs, this was like a big song, like, you know, 10 years ago or so. And, I don't know, maybe here's the kind of thing I'd have to ask people. Hey, I just met you, and I know this is crazy, but what's your mum's name? You're my sister, maybe?
Oh, God.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Ryan and Tanya.
131060, what are you attracted to that you didn't think you'd actually be attracted to? That maybe it's not an obvious thing to be attracted to, but then when you see it, you go, oh.
That's for me.
And then you go, should this turn me on? Because
what,
it is.
What's getting you across the line?
All right, well, I really don't like dumb, prissy, fake girls.
Yeah.
Not interested in the slightest.
Yeah.
And one time I was at this bar, and there was this good-looking girl, and she saw all these tough guys who were, like, just being all tough guys and their biceps, and, like, and so she just walked up to them and went, hey, tough guy, you think you're pretty cool? Bet I can scull a beer faster than you can. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, whatever. And she's like, well, let's see it.
Oh, my God.
And just smashes it.
What a boss.
And she just destroyed him. Destroyed him. Destroyed this guy in a sculling contest, and he felt like an idiot. And I just remember watching her. And a lot of guys don't even like girls that drink beer because it's all...
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But when I saw this girl scull a beer and then later on smash a kebab in like 3 bites and just be the biggest legend ever, I was like, I don't know why, but I just...
She smashed a kebab in 3 bites.
Yeah, because, and again,
what
it was like an eating challenge.
Legend.
And I think it's just because she could be one of the boys and not one of those dumb fake girls that I was like...
Well, that's just who she is,
yeah.
You know?
And I was like, a girl smashing down a mini,
I mean, I wish someone had been into that when I was at uni, because that was me 3 out of 7 nights smashing a kebab in 3 bites.
Nice, well, yeah.
I really like dirty fingernails. Is that gross?
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Why? Is it like a tradie, like a manly kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's because a lot of my friends, like male friends, you know, designers and actors and stuff, and I think it's something about
a manly mask guy that's come off the work site.
Yeah.
You like a bit of high vis?
Yes. Oh. I love a tradie.
Yeah. No.
But I don't think that's weird. I think that that's normal. Tradies are hot.
They are. Wow.
And good, like a good leg on a man as well.
Well, don't. When you say a good leg, what you can't see is in the studio here, Tanya's just done like a leg kick as if she's auditioning for Kinky Boots. And there's a difference between a
good
strong
on you
mass-
for knowing a good musical. Thank you
no,
so
I said,
much.
No, I actually said Kinky Boots.
No, Kinky's a great musical.
So I've heard.
You got good legs, but I'm not attracted to
obviously,
your legs.
I mean.
I like a tanned sort of tradie leg, not a I've been inside for 14 hours leg.
Not I work behind the desk leg. Hey, in 2006, Dolly Magazine said I had the best calves in Australia.
Oh, really?
They did.
I know. You've told me 15 times. You've shown me the magazine.
You're welcome. 131060, what do you find strangely attractive?
This is Weekend Breakfast with Ryan and Tanya.
Right now, 131060, what are you attracted to that maybe you shouldn't be attracted to, or maybe a bit embarrassing to admit? Tanya, you like
a
dirty, grimy guy? Is that how we're going to say this?
I like dirt underneath dude's fingernails.
Is it because of the dirt itself or just what it implies?
Yeah, it's that like, he's I'm like a man and
come
I've been
off the
on
work
the
site.
Tools.
Is that what you think about me when you go, what a tough, manly guy?
No, I go, that man lives inside. Could he get a tan? Definitely.
Wouldn't have thought so. Sit down.
Get a spray.
Lot. Thank you. I appreciate that. Once I saw this very hot girl take on these manly buff dudes in a drinking contest, and then later on in the kebab store at about 4 a.m. a kebab eating contest in which you downed it in 3 bites. And I just thought, someone who can not only be one of the boys but be and beat one of the boys, I was like, ooh, don't mind
that's
this.
That's for me. That's for all me. Right.
Don't mind that.
P.S. Why was this chick just in a competitive mood? Or, like, why was she competing so much?
Well, I think
there were
these tough guys trying to be tough. And I don't know, when someone's got a big head and a bit ahead of himself, sometimes you like to just cut them down. And I think she was like, oh, these guys think they're so cool and I'm going to show them who's boss.
Yeah, what
and
a legend. Did. I want to meet this chick.
Yep. Wow. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, so give us a call, 131060. We want to know.
Last seen at 5 a.m. on Oxford Street.
What turns you on that shouldn't? Kate, like her. What gets you going, girl?
Socks. The uglier, the better.
Ugly socks or dirty socks?
Just ugly. If they're dirty, they're disgusting, but ugly socks.
Why? I wonder.
Stripes, knee high.
Whoa, do you need to take a moment, Kate? Or can we send you some cold water?
Why do you reckon that's getting you across the line, Kate?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But, like, I'm always wearing interesting-looking socks. So, like, I'm...
What am I wearing right now?
...more likely to look at someone's ankles, and if they've got ankle socks on, I'm just not interested.
Oh, well, I'm out.
Oh, you got a nice ankle number on.
I've got an ankle number on the...
They're a very high ankle number, by the way.
You're welcome. Amy, what are you strangely attracted to?
It's embarrassing, but I love hairy men.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Amy. Yeah. Do you like a hairy man with a nice calf?
I do.
So, Amy, is it weird when, I don't know, like you meet a guy in a bar, you're kind of looking at the top of their shirt to see if there's a few tufts coming from the chair? Like, how do you size them up and know if they've got enough hair for you?
Yeah, a bit of that, but, yeah, beard as well. Love a beard. And
right. She's not hitting on you, mate. You're so arrogant.
I mean, she's pretty much describing me. What else are you into, Amy? Let's see if we can't tick a few more boxes.
No, I'm actually married, but my husband has learnt that if we're out and I see a man with a beard, I generally go up and start touching the beard.
What?
And I can't help it. I'm drawn to them, and he just rolls his eyes and walks away.
That's hilarious.
Does your husband have a beard?
Yes, he does.
Oh, not,
but if it's a better beard, if it's a more majestic, yes. I'm drawn to them.
And you just go, sorry, hubby, one sec, hello, and just touch someone else's beard.
Yes, I have.
You're
Amy,
a
thank you for being one of the great
you
calls
are great.
On this show.
Thank you
so much. Let's head out to Penrith. We've got Kat. Kat, what are you strangely attracted to?
I know this is going to sound really weird. It's not an item of clothing, but it's the way that they drive a car.
I feel that.
What do you mean? How do they drive it?
One of the massive turns for me is when a guy can reverse park with one hand.
I totally get this, Kat. Yes. And do you like it when they can drive a manual as well for some reason?
Yes, yes. No auto guys for me, just manual boys. And they have to, just hold it with two hands and be really masculine.
Is it the way they drive? This sounds like a saying. Is it what they drive or the way they drive it, Kat? Because you hear fully sick guys in their Commodore, but I've never met a girl that's actually been impressed by the big flashy rims and gone, oh, look at this legend, better go home with him.
It's not the car, is it, Kat?
No, it's not the car. I think it's the way that they drive it. It's got to be the way, but don't be a hoon and do skids and stuff because I'm not into that. It's just the way that they drive it.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I reckon there's girls in their car going, yes. It's weird.
Well, ladies, just want to let you know, can't drive a manual.
Yeah.
29-year-old guy.
Yeah. It's so weird that you can't drive a manual.
Well, don't judge me. Producer Maddie, white trash
me.
Maddie Heap producer
isn't
here.
Not a name,
stop calling
yep.
him white trash.
Well, Tanya, before you stand by this, I'm going to tell you something that happened with Matt and I the other day, and then you decide whether this guy's white trash or not. Do you remember
this
what I'm talking about?
This is a lie.
Is it true that we met a girl the other day and we both left this place at the same time and she got into her car and her Ford Focus had a fully sick body kit and a racing stripe down
and mad rims.
And mad rims and a huge exhaust and she revved it out of the car park and you just went, oh, geez, how about that? Did you not say that?
But she was already cute, Ryan.
Yeah, that's white trash.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Ryan and Tanya.
We are about to head on out of here, but before we do...
Tanya's busy, dead.
I'm extraordinarily busy at the moment.
Tanya's go. got a busy dad.
All right, so if you haven't met Tanya Hennessy's very busy dad before, let me paint this picture for you. This guy runs multiple businesses, and not only is he really busy running those businesses, they're coffee-based businesses, so he's always jacked up on caffeine. He's a no-nonsense, no-fuss, straight-talking guy and hates to be stuffed around.
Yeah.
And what do you do best, Tan?
Nonsense. Very, very well.
All of those things we just said he doesn't like.
Look, he has just been on a vacay, a little holiday with my mum in Thailand for 3 weeks. You would think. You would think. But I thought, I reckon he probably wants to hear from me with a business idea the minute his plane touched down at Sydney Airport. And his plane landed, I believe, at 9, and I called at 7 past. Here's how it went.
Hello, Kevin Hensley speaking.
Oh, hey, Dad, it's me.
Oh, Tanya.
Oh, Mum's there too.
Yes, she is. We just got in the car.
Oh, have you just come back from Thailand?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, you've just got off the plane.
Yeah, it's not a very good time to ring. I'll call you later.
Yeah, I've just got a business idea.
Yeah, great. We'll talk about it later.
So it's avocados with coffee in it, and I thought, that's good, but what about rock melon with coffee in it, you know? Get ahead of the game. You just got back to Thailand. You don't know what's trending. I do. And if you want that idea, I'm happily willing to commission it to you.
Okay. Put it in writing. We'll have a think about it later on.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Well, the idea is hot right now. What about a capsicum and then you put a latte in the capsicum? That's new. And it's also like you could drink from it.
Not right at the moment. We'll talk about it later.
Dad.
No.
Yes. Dad.
No.
Dad. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Not happening.
Dad.
See ya.
Dad.
Goodbye.
Dad.
What?
You're missing out on a really good business opportunity.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm not. That will not fly.
Dad.
Coffee. Capsicum. You lost your mind.
Sound like you've had too many beers over there. Were you just living in Thailand?
Yeah, we had a few.
Sounds like you've had more than a few.
Tanya, I've got to go. I'm annoyed.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Dad.
How's his voice? It sounded like he'd had like...
I mean, it's
60
as if
packets of cigs.
Well, he has been in Thailand, and they are quite cheap when you take the taxes away. And what a relaxing thing to come back after a holiday and just settle into the groove and have that.
Yeah, he's actually, because I've called him since.
Right,
has not answered a single one of my calls.
Have so.
And I was like, "Mom, is Dad mad at me?" And she said, "Leave it a week." And I was like, "I will not. I'll be calling him next week."
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning, Sydney. We got some more hits and old school right across the day. Have a great weekend. See you. Bye.
Ciao.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Ryan and Tanya.